Michael Greg Carpenter. You've been here talking to the trainers today. They were very keen to talk about handicapping and in particular rating space races and how that may be expanded into Tasmania.
Well, we've been doing the handicapping here in Tasmania for 4 years now, Peter, and part of what we want to achieve is to get feedback from the industry participants. So it was great to meet some of the trainers here today and provide an overview of our philosophy on handicapping and the resource that we can provide to them to try and maximise the return they get from their horses and for their owners. So it was a twofold today, an opportunity for us to explain what we do and an opportunity to hear back from them how we can do that better for them.
We've been racing in Tasmania with a mixture of class races and rating space races, the rating space being 0 to 66 and 0 to 75. The general consensus from what was mentioned today by quite a few trainers was that they're looking for an expansion of the number of ratings races.
Well, as you say, at the moment there's a marriage of some class races going right through to class six and a limited number of ratings races. I think the introduction of ratings throughout Australia from a handicapping sense has been very successful, and now programming ratings-based races has also been embraced by most states. Particularly in Victoria, it's been very successful. And what we find is it gives an opportunity for horses to remain competitive for a longer time throughout the career, and gives hope to owners and trainers that they can actually find a race in which a horse can be competitive and not pay the price of wins that they might have had 2 or 3 years ago. We've got to listen to what the industry feedback that we've received today and try and work out what the balance in that marriage is going to be going forward between ratings races and also class races.
We also discussed the possibility of benchmark ratings, which is used now predominantly in New South Wales. And I believe that there were a couple of trainers, Troy Blacker and Jason Clifford and Scott Brunton in particular, they were all very keen to pursue the possibility of getting that introduced into Tasmania.
What benchmark races do is open up the eligibility of a lot of races at the top end. In other words, a trainer might be able to find a suitable race for a better performed horse and run in a ratings race where, yes, they're going to have to carry more weight than they would in a stronger class race, but it does solve some programming issues rather than...
All right, so for a 0 to 75 benchmark race would mean a 75 rated horse would carry 58, which would be the maximum, but an 82 rated horse would be so much more weight to carry above the 58.
That's the principle of the benchmarks. In a benchmark 75, a horse which is rated 75 would carry 58 kilos, and for every point above 75, a horse would carry half a kilo for each point. So for a horse which is rated at 82, 7 points above, that's 3.5 kilos. So it gets to carry 61.5. And again, that provides a programming option for a horse who may otherwise be sitting at home in its stall and not having a suitable race at all for 3 or 4 weeks. But the decision that the connections have to make is, I can run in the race, but I've got to carry 61.5. It opens up opportunities for heavyweight jockeys, for apprentices. But we actually find that perception is about horses with high weights, and we saw Conquering win with 66 plus in the last 12 months. Horses, even though it's more difficult for them, they can run and win with those weights, and it just provides, as I said, an extra option for owners and trainers to find a race to run in.
Well, Tas Racing and the trainers have asked you to go away to do some analytical work and then come back to the trainers again and hopefully come back with a suggestion of how we might be able to introduce more ratings races into the calendar.
Well, we're working with the governing body here as the deliverer of their handicapping services to try and provide the best outcomes to the industry, and one of that is a review of programming and handicapping. I'm very pleased to say that what we heard today is that the trainers on the ground are very happy with the level of service that they're getting from us in delivering the handicapping. But programming as far as what races we run is something that we can improve on as an industry here in Tasmania, and we're going to work very closely with the governing body and try and provide the best outcomes. There is no silver bullet, as I said here today. If there are more horses available to run than can start, there are going to be disappointed owners and trainers who won't be able to find a race. But we've got to try and deliver a system which provides the best programming outcomes for the participants.
You go away now and come back in, say, within a month, and with something that you can put to the trainers and have quite a good discussion about it.
Well, that's the commitment we've made today, is to listen to the feedback we've given and try and provide some options that they can consider, and we can move forward from there.